So we're kind of in the middle of a overall pretty active pattern for this week. So, you know, early this morning, we've had a bout of rain that moved through. We are expecting a lull in the precipitation later on this morning through this afternoon, but then yet another round moving in for late tonight and through the day on Thursday. So we're kind of just finishing up one round with another one on the way. And that will kind of start to lighten up, you know, late Thursday night and into Friday. But in terms of total additional rainfall amounts on top of what has already fallen, most locations will probably see about another half inch to an inch, maybe a little bit more than an inch in some isolated spots or so. But that's kind of what we're looking at for the rainfall.
So then the total precipitation from this system, including this morning, would amount to about what then?
So it generally will be about like 1 to 2 inches or so in the grand total for this prolonged period of rainfall.
And after this rain moves through, the temperature pattern drastically changes too. Can you tell us about that?
Right. We are watching for a big change in temperatures for very early next week as a cold front moves through. So probably will be another round of precipitation that'll be moving through late in the weekend, so like Saturday night, Sunday. But then, yeah, when we're getting into the Monday and Tuesday time frame, looks like we are expecting a much colder air mass to move in, and this will likely do likely put an end to the growing season for the region, as well as make things quite chilly for any outdoor Halloween activities, including trick-or-treating.
So how low will the overnight lows potentially go?
So the overnight lows at this time, you know, we're still a ways out. So so we're not 100% certain on exactly how cold it is, but confidence is increasing that low temperatures during the overnight hours will likely get into the 20s, maybe perhaps even some lower to middle 20s.